So the pasuk opens up. Vayishma Yisrael as Kosha Sokim Lamosha Yisrael Amol Kiyotzi Hashem Es Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. Yisrael heard all that, you know, Hashem did for Moshe and the Jewish people. Right, that Hashem took the Jewish people out of Egypt. So now Rashi divides up the pasuk into parts. Vayishma Yisrael. Yisrael heard. Yisrael heard. And Rashi deals with that, you know, these two words onto their own, and says, Mashmua Shama Baba. What did Yisro hear that motivated him to come? So Rashi brings some Chazal. He heard the story of Kriyas Yamsuf, like the party of the Red Sea, and he heard of the story of defeating Amalek in battle. Right? These are what Yisro heard and made him come. And then Rashi deals with the next part of the pasuk separately. Right, everything that Hashem did to Moshe and the Jewish people talks about all the miracles that God did for them in the desert. You know, how He miraculously sustains them daily, that, you know, they have everything they need to survive, despite the fact that they're in the desert. Right, and then that God took out the Jewish people from Mitzrayim, how God, you know, did, you know, defeated Paro. Right, so look what's being said over here. Right, Yisro heard all the miracles, all the miracles. He heard everything that Hashem did for the Jewish people in course of taking them out of Egypt and sustaining them in the desert. Right, and that's what Rashi says, the simple meaning of the pasuk. But yet, Vayishma Yisro, what he heard that made him come, what made him hear, what made him listen, what made him hear, is something separate. It's not all those many, many miracles, even though they are, to maybe to me and you, no less impressive than Kriyas Yamsuf, and certainly even more impressive than a war against them. Like, we won a battle, right? But those things don't make him come. Those things didn't make him hear. That's not what he heard that made him come, right? There's something special about Kriyas Yamsuf and Mochemes Amalek, the battle against Amalek, that made Yisro come. It's, there's something, a type of, he heard that and had influence on him. The rest of the other things he was informed about. He was informed. So he got the news, right? But it's not something that he heard and it made an impact on him. So we have to understand what is special about Kriyas Yamsuf and the war against the Amalek, that these are the type of things that you could hear and it makes an impact. And the other miracles, you know, they're impressive and you're very glad to have read the story of how they happened because it's sensational headlines, but it's not something that you hear and it has an impact on you. All right. So the question is, what is special about Kriyas Yamsuf and Mochemes Amalek that these are things that have an impact? Okay. Now the truth is, to first understand, you know, it's obvious that not everything you hear has an impact on you, even if it's things that are very impressive. But, you know, to have an impact, you should be willing to get up and change. These things are few and far between, and some people never even have an experience where they have a real impact on them. But you have to understand, when a person does, like, hear something and has an impact on him, like what happened that makes that, you know, that information different from all the other amazing things they might have heard that don't have an impact on him. Right? So the answer must be, right, is that certain pieces of information flare up the soul. Like, a lot of, you know, sensational stories cause a physical excitement. You know, gets certain, you know, gets your body chemistry going, right? Certain things stimulate these juices, and then, so it's either a story that stimulates your intrigue, whether it's a thriller, or certain things that, you know, blow your mind because, like, an amazing scientific discovery, you know, so. So, you know, there's the sensation of a intellectual experience, but these are all bodily experiences, right? You know, that you could, a person could have a really good time or really amazing time, but it's not called that he was impacted or changed. Because, you know, the body and the brain are capable of enjoying certain appreciating experiences, and you had an appreciation of the experience, but you weren't impacted. Impacted is when the soul is flared up, and then the soul awakens that the information got in also touched your soul, and your soul flared up. And because your soul flared up, right? So your body was changed also, because the soul flared up and had an influence on the body, and now you changed, and now it's called that you're become more spiritual, and it's only a type of experience like that that stands the chance of making a real change in your life. When it's just a bodily excitement, the body calms down and you're the same like you were. When the excitement comes because the soul was flared up, so then it could very well be, I mean, God forbid a person could go back to being the way he was the day before also, but it stands a very good chance because the soul flared up and the soul burnt through the body, that's called impact that could really change a person. Right, and there's something special about Kriyas Yamsuf and Milchemes HaMolek that it gets the soul flared up. It's not a bodily excitement. It's not the sensationalism that, you know, a bodily sensationalism, a regular brain sensation they have when you read hot headlines. There's something about this that got the soul involved. Right? Now, really, we find that right after the Kriyas Yamsuf in last week's Parsha, it says the Jewish people went 3 days and they couldn't find water. So Chazal tell us that they were thirsty for Torah learning. They were thirsty for Torah. Now the obvious question is that, you know, they went their whole lives without learning Torah. Not just those 3 days after Kriyas Yamsuf. They had never learned Torah ever. Right? And then God at Morah gives them three mitzvahs to study because they need Torah. And it's called 3 days after Kriyas Yamsuf. Excuse me. 3 days after Kriyas Yamsuf, they just got to have some Torah. Right? But they didn't have Torah before those 3 days either. That means that Kriyas Yamsuf changed them. It had an impact on them. That from that point onwards, they were changed people. That even though man is a creature of flesh, a physical creature, you know, despite the fact that they're in a body, they crave Torah. A bodily creature crave that, you know, Kriyas Yamsuf changed them, that they crave Torah. They don't just crave fruit and water. They crave Torah no less, right, then a person could be thirsty for water. That's what the Torah is alluding to. That's what the Torah is alluding to. They were thirsty for water. It really means they were thirsty for Torah. So what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf that changed them so? So now, right, Chazal tell us that, you know, a drasha by Kriyas Yamsuf that, you know, Vayashav Hayam Lifnos Boker Yisrael, the water went back in the morning to its original strength. So Chazal say, invert the letters of Eitano, its original strength, to Tna'o, to its condition. That God made a condition with nature that has to be able to receive miracles. Right? That there's a God made a condition with the natural laws that they have to be able to, they have to willingly bow out to allow miracles to occur. Right? So that means that there is a certain agreement, a certain meeting of minds, a certain type of connection between the natural and the supernatural. They're not a contradiction, because there's a condition with nature to be allowing for miracles, which unifies the two. That it's not one against the other. There's an understanding between them that could lead from one to the other, right? Right? That's the philosophical significance of the condition that there is with nature to allow for miracles, is that now it's clear that there's no contradiction between the natural and the supernatural. It's all one unified plan, because the natural accepts upon itself the possibility to bow out and allow miracles to happen. That unifies the two and makes them no longer contradictory to each other. Excuse me. So, you have to forgive the children home sick from school. Forgive the voices in the background. Anyway, so by the parting of the Red Sea, even though really all miracles are that way, but God first saw fit to reveal, by the parting of the Red Sea, that really the natural and the supernatural are all one master plan. They're not a contradiction to each other. That was what was revealed by the parting of Yamsuf. Right? That God revealed there that really, really all miracles in nature have a certain connection between them and certain agreement between them. They're not a contradiction to each other. And this is the secret that we find that at the beginning of the song that the Jewish people sang to thank God for the parting of the Red Sea. So, it's Az Vashem, then Moshe will sing, right? So Rashi brings from Chazal, right? Why in the future tense, then Moshe will sing. It's an allusion to the resurrection of the dead. Well, what's an allusion to the future resurrection of the dead doing here? But think about what the resurrection of the dead is. The resurrection of the dead is that the body, which is natural, it's a creature of nature, and the soul, which is supernatural from heaven above, are reunited together in a permanent bond that will never ever break again. Right? The resurrection of the dead, which is the final unification between the body, which is a creature of nature, and the soul, which is a supernatural creature, it should be in a perfect oneness forever and ever and ever, right? So the Jewish people see that how the resurrection of the dead is possible from the parting of the Red Sea, because at the parting of the Red Sea, you see that the nature and supernatural are not a contradiction to each other. They could be unified with each other. So also body, it's from nature, and the soul, which is supernatural, could be unified together in a permanent bond, which is what happens by resurrection. So now we can understand the secret that Kriyas Yamsuf has an impact on a person that the other miracles don't. Because by Kriyas Yamsuf in particular, it was revealed that the natural and the supernatural are connected. Right? A lot of information doesn't reach the soul. A lot of information just has an impact on the biochemical consciousness. A lot of experiences don't reach the soul. And that's because of the big, gap between the nature and the supernatural, which in the person is the big gap between his body and his soul, between experiences of the body and the reality of the soul. But Kriyas Yamsuf was saying that opened up the portal between the natural and the supernatural, which in the person also. It had an effect on the people. Like we said, it's an allusion to the eventual resurrection. They saw the resurrection as possible, but it had an effect on the people also. It opened up the portal between the body and the soul. And the body received more influence from the soul. And that changed them forever after. That after Kriyas Yamsuf, even though we're people of body, and you think the body only craves food and drink, no. Right? After Kriyas Yamsuf, the Jewish people can't go 3 days without learning Torah. They crave Torah learning no less than a glass of cold water in the desert, right? And Kriyas Yamsuf made that change in them. And just like it made that change in them, it made the change in anyone who's willing to listen, anyone who potentially could listen. So Kriyas Yamsuf opened up the portal between body and soul, between the biochemical consciousness and the higher consciousness of the soul. That portal opened up with Kriyas Yamsuf. And anyone who heard Kriyas Yamsuf could be influenced by Kriyas Yamsuf in a way similar to how the Jewish people themselves were influenced by Kriyas Yamsuf. So Yisrael was an intellectual and a truth seeker that was willing to listen, right? So, Kriyas Yamsuf had an impact on him, right? When he heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, it had an impact. It opened up the portal between biochemical consciousness and soul consciousness. And he received a lot of influence from his soul as a result, and that's impact. And that's something that changes a person. Now, to understand how, Melchemes Amalek is Amalek is the opposite of Kriyas Yamsuf. Like Chazal say, the reason why we hate Amalek so much is because after Kriyas Yamsuf, the whole world was affected by it. And the people who were willing to listen, like Yisrael, were very affected by it. But even people who aren't particularly willing to listen, everyone felt influence from Kriyas Yamsuf. They were shook up by it, and all the nations were afraid to start up with the Jewish people. Because they had an impact on the whole physical realm and on all biochemical consciousness. On the people who are willing to listen, had even a greater impact, like Yisrael. But even had an impact on people who aren't particularly willing to listen. Everyone was impacted by it, because like I said, opened up the portal between the supernatural and the natural, between biochemical consciousness and soul consciousness. So all the nations were impacted by it, and no one wanted to start with the Jewish people. Except Amalek said, I'm going to ruin that impact. And I'm going to start up with the Jewish people, Bedavka, just to ruin that impact, to cool that impact. Like Chazal give the famous metaphor, right? There's a boiling hot bath and no one dares go in. One guy jumped in, and even though he got burnt, but after that, people aren't afraid to jump in anymore. He cooled it down for everyone else, and that's Amalek. Amalek stands against the impact made by Kriyas Yamsuf. That's why he has to be eradicated. He's there to block up that impact. And that's what he does. That's what Amalek does. That's what Hashem swears. Ki Yad al Kiskov. There's a hand on the throne of Yud-Kei. So Chazal point out that the throne, word throne, is spelled incomplete. Right? And the divine name is spelled incomplete. The letters Vav and Hey are missing. Because by Kriyas Yamsuf, they opened up a portal between heaven and earth, between the natural and the supernatural, between the body and the soul. Right? And Amalek wants to drive a wedge over there between the body and soul. Right? So, and that's why he to a certain extent, he's successful, God forbid. That's why we have to get rid of him. Because he was successful in cooling us down in, you know, to the eyes of the whole natural world. Right? He cooled us down. Right? He was successful, God forbid, right? Unfortunately. Right? So, you know, it's called that God's throne is incomplete because the kingdom of heaven is not fully revealed within the natural order, and the name is not complete. What's missing from the name? The letters Vav and He. Those letters, it says, you know, in the holy books, represent the natural order. The whole natural order. All the laws of nature come from letters Vav and He, and they're missing from the divine name. The letters Yud and He represent to the heavenly levels, and God's kingdom remains fully revealed in heaven, right? But Amalek managed to break off the physical side, the letters of God's name that represent how he controls the natural world. He broke off those letters, right? Because he drew a wedge again, and again makes the physical world divorced from the spiritual. He undid the unity between the two orders that was made by Kriyas Yamsuf, right? So Amalek is the anti-Kriyas Yamsuf. And Mechames Amalek is the anti-Kriyas Yamsuf, right? Because Amalek wants to undo the effect made by Kriyas Yamsuf, but Mechames Amalek is to cancel the anti-Kriyas Yamsuf. If not for Mechames Amalek, that we got rid of Amalek, that Yoshua weakened Amalek, if not for that, then Kriyas Yamsuf wouldn't be impressive anymore, because Amalek cooled it down. So Mechames Amalek is the anti-Kriyas Yamsuf that rebuilds the effect that Kriyas Yamsuf had on the entire physical world, and on Yisro in particular. So that's why he had to hear both. He had to hear Kriyas Yamsuf, but then he had to hear Mechames Amalek, because Amalek cooled down Kriyas Yamsuf. Mechames Amalek is the anti-Kriyas Yamsuf, and that's what, you know, between the two together, Kriyas Yamsuf, and getting rid of the anti of Kriyas Yamsuf, which is Mechames Amalek, between the two, it remained an impacting experience that changed Yisro's life.